1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Control of the airwaves and dial in toll free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there completely free. Freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can call in at 800-259-9231. We'll start things out here tonight with the official news. We heard the news in advance when one of our listeners, TSA George, called in, I think about a week or two ago, to give us the clue that more invasive searches were coming soon to an airport security line near you.
Oh, good. Now we'll be safe.
Yeah, that's right. You weren't safe yet. Now you are safer because they'll be touching more breasts at the TSA. According to the Boston Herald, bostonherald.com, airline passengers nationwide will be subject to new, aggressive, and controversial body searches, likened to foreplay pat-downs under the expansion of a program being tested.
Foreplay strip.
That's what they're calling it. I don't think the TSA is calling it that.
I doubt it.
The critics are. Under the expansion of a program tested at Logan International Airport, beginning Friday, the TSA will start using the new front-of-the-hand slide-down screening technique for passengers at all 450 of the nation's commercial airports.
So using the back of their hand wasn't effective enough in missing the 50% of guns, knives, and bombs that they normally miss.
It's more important to cup someone's breasts than to just touch them with the back of your hand.
Yeah, that's not going to work, yeah.
The more invasive pat-downs, which include over-the-clothes searches of passengers' breast and genital areas, have raised privacy issues among civil liberties advocates. TSA screeners.
Now they're talking about privacy issues?
Well, no, they always, you know, there's always some objection that is raised. It's just that it's been happening where they take a little step over, you know, after a little step.
There's really just nothing that can be done. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to you as a citizen, if the TSA implements total body cavity searches with rubber gloves, and, you know, KY jelly and a flashlight,
I'm driving.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm driving. I don't care.
Well, I understand. That's your
Until
option.
Until they set up
but
checkpoints.
TSA doesn't care whether you drive or not.
They still get funded.
Yeah. They still got to be there in case somebody wants a full body cavity search and doesn't mind paying for an airline ticket to get it.
While it's true that the TSA does, as I understand it, receive some funding from the taxes that they put on airline tickets, so theoretically if people were to stop flying, then their budget would go down. That wouldn't necessarily last forever because then they'd go to Congress and they'd say, hey, our budget's gone down because people aren't flying as often. We need more money. And, of course, Congress would pony right up.
Well, they'd mandate that people fly more.
You think?
Well, no, what they do is they do what you said. Is they'd if everybody's flying, then we need to watch out for the terrorists that are on the ground. We need car searches, bus searches, train searches, sailboat searches, bicycle searches.
Well, why not, Mark? Because they do it now. The Border Patrol have checkpoints inside the country. That happens within 100 miles of the southern and northern borders. So that's going on.
Yeah, but they're just looking for them illegal immigrants. We don't want none of them around here.
They're looking for whatever you'll show them.
It's just another step towards total control, towards them implementing, you know, full strip down searches. And it's how far away is that?
I don't know whether they'll go that far or not. I'm just using it as an example. The fact is, there really is nothing that you can do about it. If you're upset by the invasiveness of the TSA, if you're upset by their inefficiency, if you're upset by their existence, whatever it is, if you're upset that they're buying these body scanners when the security experts say, these multi-million-dollar body scanners, when the security experts say that they really do nothing to increase safety, tough cookies. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, there's something you can do, just not immediately. I mean, you could move to New Hampshire if you love liberty, and we could secede.
Right. Well, that's,
we could say,
that's about
you.
It.
And screw you, and then we'd have our little Manchester airport and not have to worry about the TSA anymore.
Mm. Except on flights to the United States, in which case they mandate we go through all the security procedures here.
Then you've got customs to go through at that point, too.
Yay.
Yeah, there is no easy solution to this one. It's going to require a major sea change in people's mindsets and what they're willing to accept. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. I mean, we just read some statistics last night from an ABC News poll that showed, on the positive side of things, people are less trustworthy, you know, less trusting toward the system. They're not looking at the government as positively as they used to in the past.
One thing you could do, and I think that if more of this was done, that you know that they would have a difficult time handling it, is protest the TSA.
What do you mean, like at the airport?
At the airport. You know, videotape them from or and protest them. Bring
people.
I'm
not gonna like you videotaping them. That's for sure.
Please, as if you couldn't go. If you're a terrorist, you couldn't go stand there and watch what the TSA are doing and see how they're doing it.
Oh, sure, you're right, Mark.
It's
obviously,
such nonsense. Such utter and complete drivel.
You're correct about that, but that doesn't mean they're not going to send the police after you for trying to videotape them.
Sure. Well, of course, they have to do something with them. They're just sitting in the office. Otherwise, I just went on a plane ride, and you know what is the local? What are the local cops doing? Sitting around and chatting it up.
So the TSA previously used pat-down hand motions to search passengers, switching to the backs of their hands when covering sensitive areas such as the torso. As first reported by the Herald in August, the TSA implemented the new body search procedures at Logan and Las Vegas, like McCarran International Airport, because they were using the largest number of walk-through full-body scanners at security checkpoints. Also controversial, the scanners use low-dose X-rays to produce two-sided head-to-toe images of passengers' bodies, including discernible but indistinct images of private parts, while allegedly blurring out facial features.
You know, I think that people that don't have a problem with this bit getting felt up thing, I think we just need to slow down the TSA. Just show up a little early for your flight, and everybody, I'm not going to go through the body scanner. You're going to have to give me a pat down. And just
have
jam
a
it
massive
up,
amount of people
jam
that
it
refuse
up,
the scanner.
Jam it up. Jam it up all the time, and then they're going to have to do something about it.
That's a good idea, Mark, but it requires coordination, right?
It requires a certain amount of coordination.
If you,
you could do it on your own every time you fly.
You could do it on your own, and then you'd be a little bit of a cog.
Yeah, you're
a
drop in the bucket.
Right, that's not going to do a whole lot. So you'd need, again, all of the solutions to the TSA problem require widespread acceptance of these individual liberty ideas or civilly disobedient ideas or non-cooperative ideas. I guess that's really more like a non-cooperation. I mean, you're still cooperating to some extent in that you have to go through some of their security to get to the plane, but you're not cooperating by going through the security they would prefer that you go through, like the body scanners. But all of this requires all of these ideas, whether we're talking about secession or we're talking about mass non-compliance with going through the body scanners, requires a lot of people. It requires a number of folks being able to, willing and able to go through what could result in more than just a delayed flight. I mean, who knows what they might decide to start doing to people who are less than cooperative in the future.
Yeah, you know, at any time they can decide, you know what, you're trying to slow us up, we're going to slow you up. Mm-hmm. This is one of the, you know, real disadvantages of them doing their stuff before you get on the plane. Because most people, when they're going to an airport, they're in a hurry. Even if they're an hour and a half ahead, you want to get through the TSA so that you're prepared, you're there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can do whatever they want. They know right there. They have your boarding pass. Mm-hmm. They know what flight you have. And they can wait till 10 minutes after that thing takes off and then release you.
They could. And that, of course, would ruin your meeting or whatever it is you were planning on going to get.
You didn't go on that, flight in order to screw with the TSA. You went on it for whatever. You had to go wherever you had to go. I personally, if it's an 8-hour drive or, you know, a 10-hour drive, I'm just going to drive. I don't want to fly to anything like that. But, you know, for me, the drives get longer and longer. My tolerance for flying gets less and less.
What about you? Do you have any ideas as to how people can deal with this? What can we do to rebuff these continuous advances against our freedom? 1-800-259-9231, specifically focusing on airports, but you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And features, by the way, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, the last week's worth is on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, you will find it goes back all the way to late 2006. And it's all free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you use that portal, you'll get your first month completely free. That's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So get ready, according to the news, and we've actually gotten a scoop on this from one of our men on the inside at the TSA. TSA George had called in to inform us that new, more invasive pat-downs were coming soon to your local TSA queue in the nearby airport. And it is happening. They're getting ready to roll it out here, I guess, within the next couple of weeks at every airport across the country, where instead of using the backsides of the TSA's hands, they will be using the front sides of their hands at this point. And
better to grab your parts with.
Yeah, they want to be grabbing on your breasts and your crotch and everything now. So, yeah, get ready. That's coming soon. Yes. Just to keep you safe, of course. You know, we need this. We need this because of all the terror that's been happening in the skies. Clearly, we need to have...
Yeah, how many planes have been hijacked in the last 9 years?
I haven't heard of any, actually. Have you?
Not in the United States.
Right. Oh, by the way, there was actually another story that was kind of related.
Proof that the manhandling works.
There was another story that was kind of related where the European European-based airlines were basically complaining about the TSA, saying, this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I saw something, the CEO of British Airways or something along those lines.
He and a few others.
He might actually have some kind of effect.
I doubt it. It's like, well, like you said earlier, what the hell does the TSA care what these people think, what any of us think?
Well,
he might be able to buy the right politicians.
The government, some politician, he's powerful, and politicians listen to powerful people. They don't listen to you and me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, Mark, but the politicians also listen to the unions that represent the TSA, and they're probably a little more influential on politics than one guy who runs an airline.
They can get paid the same thing for standing around and doing nothing.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Talk to Mark listening in Ohio to WCER in the Canton area. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Listen, I have a good friend that went through to Florida to had to go to a funeral, full body scanner there on the way back. I hadn't had a chance to warn him about this, but the very next day he woke up and he couldn't urinate. He had to go to the emergency room where they had to put varying larger size tubes down his urethra to try to stretch it open. He said it was so painful he screamed in agony.
Ouch. How bad?
That did not even work, so they had to do emergency surgery, which he had to be fully conscious for. 2 inches of his urethra had to be removed.
Good Lord.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean,
it could have been a coincidence.
It could have been. That's why I'm willing to admit that, but
yeah.
It's just kind of funny, you know. I had heard on a different show that it attacks the soft body tissues like women and their breasts, or men their testicles. It attacks soft bodies, and they're supposed to be like 100 or 150 times the amount of a chest X-ray, and then they had lied about it and said...
Really?
Yes. So I want to warn everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, well, certainly the government isn't out, looking out for your best interests in any case whatsoever. So whether it's as bad as some people are saying it is, these body scanners, or whether it's, no big deal, I still object to it because there's just no reason for any of this. The government does not need to be in charge of airline security. If you want real security, then put the airlines in charge and let them decide individually at their different gates what kind of levels of security they want to have on their planes. Let the market decide what is or is not an appropriate level. All of this is just one-size-fits-all government security, and it's, as we pointed out many times, it's security theater, where it appears as though they're doing something to keep people safe. But really, it could be argued that they're not not very effective at all. Mark, you bring it up all the time. Their own testing shows that they can't really catch much of anything that goes through. I mean, what is it, 60% of things?
They won't give an aggregate number, but you see news stories all the time where the red team misses 70%, 80%.
I guess they would have you believe that these new procedures will help them and lower those numbers, but... Thank you for the call tonight, Mark.
Well, I can't believe all the heavyset women. You think that they would be upset about having their naked images, you know? Maybe they don't realize.
A lot of people are upset about it, but it's like we were saying, what do you do? I mean, what would you do? What would you suggest that people do about this?
If they want to cop a free feel, okay. But,
yeah, I think maybe you should go through and start making noises. Oh, yeah, I like it when you touch me there.
Yeah. Oh, could you go a little lower?
Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, what else can you do besides making a scene? Turn it into a circus.
Show up in a Speedo.
Or whatever. I don't know. I'm open to ideas. Please share them with me if you have them. 1-800-259-9231, because secession ain't around the corner. It's not right around the corner.
During the full body pat down, I noted the subject was making low moaning noises, as though he seemed to enjoy it.
Continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Brendan is in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brendan. Brendan in Iowa.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a question for you, Ian.
Yes, sir.
I got a ticket today for having an expired sticker on my plate. And I remember you talked about before how you were able to get the state to allow you to make a donation instead of paying your money to the state. And I was hoping you'd tell me a little bit about how you did that.
Oh, okay.
I was interested
sure.
in doing that.
Yeah, what you're referring to is up here in New Hampshire, when you get hit with a fine, usually they present you with a few options. And this is probably similar to what goes on in other places, where you can pay the fine, which is what they really want you to do. You can refuse to pay the fine and go to jail, or you can, in some cases, if they you can show that you're indigent, you're not making very much money, you can then go and work off the fine at a local community nonprofit. So you can do community service. In fact, Sean is doing this right now.
Actually, I just finished up today.
Just wrapped it up. All right, you had, 30 hours or something like that?
I think it was 31 hours.
31 hours. So it's basically $10 an hour is what they credit you here for doing that. And so I sent in a motion which was similar to one that I'd done before. So after I was sentenced to a $1,000-plus fine, which it was reduced eventually to $500 and 500 suspended. But I didn't realize that when I was sending the motion. So I sent in a motion for what I called a motion for alternative payment. And I talked about in the motion how, you know, it's my understanding the court is here to benefit the community. And so, you know, in order to benefit the community, it wouldn't benefit the community for me to sit in jail for 25 days. But it would benefit the community for me to cut a check to the local community kitchen or the United Way or something like that. And I can tell you a little bit more about it here in a moment if you want to hang on. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier filters are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health. And you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on our site free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, so we're back with Brendan in Iowa. Brendan, are you still there?
Yep.
So, Brendan, you'd called to ask, because you're dealing with a ticket that you've been given. What was it for again? No expired registration?
Yeah.
So you were asking about how it was that I put forth a motion to a court in order to get them to approve my idea to, or Mark, I think it was you said it was originally your idea, actually, to approve the idea of paying a fine, whatever arbitrary fine they've hit you with, to a local charity instead of giving the money to the state, or instead of having to spend the time that it takes to go down to actually work at said charity. And so basically, you want to craft a motion to the court that essentially says, Yeah, I think that the court, it's my understanding the court is here to benefit the community, and that me sitting in jail for this is not going to benefit the community, and it's certainly going to hurt my family if I do that. I also don't have enough time to go and volunteer. I'm too busy to actually go and volunteer. I'm supporting my family or whatever it is, the reason, you know, whatever you're too busy doing. You don't have the time to go and volunteer at these services. You would prefer to just cut them a check in the full amount of whatever the fine is and send that motion in and see what they say.
All right. Yeah, cool.
I don't know if it'll work for you. I mean, I hope it does. Will you let us know what happens?
Yeah, definitely. And is there a good place on the internet you can go to learn about how to write up a good emotion?
You can go to the Free Keen Forum, forum.freekeen.com. I don't know if that's the best place to go, but certainly a lot of us post our motions there when we're in the midst of these court wranglings. We usually post what the court
comes in
and what goes out.
Honestly, any letter to the court is considered a motion.
Is that true?
That's as I understand it.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh.
But usually the basics of a motion are the name of the court, the case number that you're...
Those are good things to include.
You're motioning on, and also the name of the case, so state of fill-in-the-blank versus your name. And then at the bottom, you always want to make sure that there's a certification where you certify that you've sent the motion to the plaintiff. So in this case, it'd probably be the police prosecutor or whoever it is that's prosecuting you, the state's prosecutor. So they always want to make sure that you send the motion to them, too, so they have the opportunity to respond to it.
Also, it's best not to, call them a gang of armed thugs when you're asking them for these things.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps. And thanks for the call tonight. Good luck. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I was talking with Dale today, who is our Friday night co-host, and I guess he put his motion in for this alternative payment idea because he's a pretty busy guy as well, and he'd prefer to just cut the check rather than to go down and spend the hours that it would take to work off the fine. And plus, as was pointed out before, in a lot of courts, if you have money and they know that you have money, like you can't. For instance, if you don't want to spill out their affidavit, this two-page-long affidavit, giving them all your bank account information and how much money you earn and how many houses you own and all of those details, then this is also a good approach because then you don't have to reveal your financial information. It allows you to make make it all go away without enriching the court. And that's really an ideal situation. For somebody like me, that's an ideal situation. I mean, ideal would be for the state to not aggress against, the state actors to not aggress against any of us in the first place.
That would be great.
Ideal would be for them to drop the charges. But if they're going to find me guilty of something, then if I can avoid giving them any of my money,
right,
that is great.
And not-for-profits have this sort of sheen of generosity to them. They have this goodness feel, to them. You know, the fact is, people not-for-profits tend to be less efficient in the marketplace than people who are actually trying to service a want or a need. I think you could find if people didn't have this kind of feeling about for-profit businesses, that a for-profit business would do better at feeding the needy than anybody else would. It's just that, you know, not-for-profits have this kind of legitimacy to them. And what judge could say no to, hey, look, all I want to do, I just want to give the money to the soup kitchen or to the Children's Cancer Fund.
They said no to me when I was in court. I mean,
said no to me.
Yeah, the man wearing the robe in court refused it. It was a different judge that actually saw my motion because I figured, okay, I'm going to write this down. Instead of just asking in court, I'm going to make it official. I guess it is technically on the record when you're in court, but I'm going to, make it official, write it down, and send a written motion in. And that one was approved, but it was approved by a different judge. So it should be interesting to see if Dale has any success. Of course, Dale is citing the fact that I've been allowed to do it now twice. It happened once in 2007, and it just happened recently with this case. I haven't actually gone to cut the check to the charity yet, so it hasn't completed. But since it's been approved, can they withdraw it? Like, could another judge come in and rescind that?
I don't think so.
I would hope not.
Only if the state appeals, and then you've got a whole other process to go through.
Yeah, I would as soon as I found word of that, I'd run down to the soup kitchen with my check. Oh, I just gave the money to the soup kitchen.
Mm.
Is this double jeopardy?
Yeah, I actually had to put another motion in to follow up to ask for clarification because they wanted to approve the charity in advance that I was going to give the money to. And
that makes sense.
I gave them a few options of.
They don't want you giving it to Free Keen.
Right, exactly, exactly. Which is fine, you know, I don't care. I am happy, happy, happy to cut a check to, you know, the United Way and not have to go to jail. I mean, I will go to jail if I need to go to jail. That was what I was going to do. But when this option became available, it's the most sensible thing. So if this happens, if Dale is allowed to do it, then that's two different people they've allowed to do it on multiple occasions. And then we can really start to build off of that into the future where it'll become a common option for activists to... you know, avoid jail time and help out the community at the same time. And then every instance of civil disobedience actually benefits the community for everybody that...
They're not going to see it that way, some of them. Some of them are going to say we're just causing trouble again.
At some point, I think the judges may very well just turn on you like they did the last time and say, look, you guys are just using this as an opportunity to get away with your civil disobedience nonsense. You're disturbing behavior.
Yeah, but if the purpose of the justice system is to rehabilitate or to correct... Right,
shut
the
up!
House of Corrections.
Have a seat! Have a seat!
Then I haven't been corrected by any of their various different punishments.
Your Honor, I've spent weeks in your jail, and I don't feel corrected.
No.
I'm not. You know what? I think I'm never going to be corrected.
That's right. And I think they need to know that, right? So, anyway, that's where we're at.
Well, in order to be corrected, don't you have to be wrong first?
Well, they would like you to believe otherwise. I mean, they want you to be so intimidated by their punishments and the damage that it can do to your life that you do whatever it is that they say to do. And it is intimidating. I mean, I did not want to be away from this show for 25 days.
I certainly didn't want that.
But I, at the same time, did not want to give them any money. So I was willing to be away from the show because I was not willing to give them my money. No, thank you. Despite all the nice folks that called and said, Ian, we love you, please stay on, and blah, blah, blah. Well, thanks, I appreciate that, and I'm glad you appreciate me being on the show, but I can't bring myself to cut those people a check. They hurt people. Their system is wrong. It's immoral. It's violent. And I can't do anything to enrich it. Everything I can do to suck more of its power away, to suck more of its money away from it by, you know, like we've all, what like many of us have done, and not plead guilty, take something to trial, make it so they actually have to do some work, put some effort into getting a conviction. I'll do whatever I can to make things more difficult on them until they finally stop hurting people. As soon as they leave peaceful people alone, I'm done with them. I had no more gripes. If they just leave people alone. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there for you, including news updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the various different delivery methods we have there for you, news.freetalklive.com. You can get on our email updates list. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook as well. That's news.freetalklive.com. In fact, yesterday I sent out a news update about our new auction. We like to auction the banners on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com website, and the fourth banner is currently up for auction. If you want to place your bid, you may do so. Go to auction.freetalklive.com. You still have several days left. It's currently at $5.50 with two bids in, so odds are good. You'll get a good price on this thing. Hop on in there and place your bid. You can advertise pretty much whatever you want over at auction.freetalklive.com.
You know, I just spoke to Jason Osborne today, and he's...
From SACL CAI.
Yeah, managed to get moved into the house. He hasn't got his furniture
in New Hampshire.
Yep. And so SACL CAI, at the very least, has a foot in New Hampshire at this point.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and they also helped with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's outreach during this election period. So if you have an organization that needs to get a hold of customers through the telephone, SACL CAI, experts in telephony, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Dana, ladies first. Dana is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with the Sean and Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Dana, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't called you guys in a long time.
Yeah,
and
it's been a while.
I hope you'll let me give my situation that I'm living through right now.
Sure.
The whole details. It has to do with Medicare Part D participation. And my income is low. It's only Social Security because I'm disabled from cancer treatment.
Mm.
And I've been getting extra help to pay for the cost of monthly premium, yearly deductibles, the donut hole, and all of that, and really low copays. Well, I found out Tuesday of this week I no longer get that help. Now, I live on a netted amount of $1,367 a month, and Social Security is not getting any cost of living increases from January 1 of 2009 till January 1 of 2012. 3 years we live on this, and yet...
That's correct.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get any help from Medicare for my prescriptions. My Medicare payment every month that's neatly taken out of my Social Security check that I have no access to is $96.40, because you have to participate in Medicare in order to get the Medicare Part D coverage. Now, I got a quote from my pharmacy yesterday for 1 month of the 9 medications plus syringes that I have to get every month. It's $2,102.
Wow.
Walgreens is $2,204, I think, for the exact same thing. And that doesn't include other medications that I have to keep on hand or ones that I'll need along the way. These are ones for me to live. One of them is an anti-rejection medication that without it, I die. And that medicine has given me diabetes. So here we go. You know, medicine's causing more problems. But I'm not going to be able to get any help. I can't even live in my car, guys, for $13.67 a month and buy my medication.
So basically, the cost of the medication is far more expensive than the money that you're getting in from these so-called assistance programs.
No, it's more expensive than I get from Social Security every month just to live on.
Yeah, Mark,
for 1 month, I can't even live in my car and pay out of my pocket cash with no insurance for my medication. They're cutting off my assistance to get my affordable medications. And they would put me on a yearly deductible, a monthly premium. I would fall into the donut hole that's like at $28.50. After you spent that much, then you have to dig yourself out with paying for everything on your own to get into the catastrophic. And your co-pays for your meds are anywhere from $0 to 75% of each medication. My cost on just the Prograf every month is $700. If I bought this on my own, that one medication, and I have 9 meds plus syringes.
Now,
so what I'm saying is they're killing me.
Due to low income. These same people that work for the government would claim that there's a social contract, that you have agreed to all the rules that the government has by simply living on the land. But the same organization isn't living up to the social contracts that it really does have with its citizens. The claim is that they're going to take care of you in your old age and your infirmaries with Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and all these things. But in fact, they're doing nothing of the sort. You know, I call this
genocide, and this is some of Obama's wonderful changes. Give me a break.
I don't know if it would have been any different had this happened.
I'm a baby boomer,
and you know they've been wanting to send us out for the last 8 years.
Yeah, I don't know if McCain
would have fixed
it.
I really think they're going to get rid of us this way, and people that are a cost and an albatross financially to the government, medical wise. People that are on ongoing medication.
Dana, I have a question for you. Mark's, we've got a new advertiser on the program, and they are an internet-based pharmacy, and they could possibly save you, you know, some money.
Not a pharmacy. They're
not a pharmacy.
Company that works with pharmacies, but it's meds.freetalklive.com. Dana,
do you have internet access?
Now that I'm listening to you.
Okay, great.
If you go there, they really can save you up to 70% on your meds. They can.
What is the name again?
It's meds.freetalklive.com. Go there.
Okay.
Sign up. It's on the left-hand side of the page. For you know, once you sign up, they're going to have somebody call you. They're going to talk to you about your meds. They'll handle it in a very professional fashion. This isn't some kind of spam weird thing. I went. I know the gal who set it up, and I went through their phone system without them knowing who it was, just to see how they treated people, because I didn't want our listeners getting hooked up with some kind of weird thing where you know they're getting spam calls from India or something. So I really think they can save you some money, and I don't know how much, but I really hope they can help you, Dan.
Up to 70% is a big range, but you never know until you check it out, right?
It's meds.freetalklive.com.
So, Dana, will you let us know what ends up happening? Because, I mean, hopefully...
Well, I'm going to die. I'm going to cancel January my Medicare. That'll give me an extra $96 a month.
Hmm.
and I'm just going to ride it out. I get refills for 3 months, the end of next month and the 1st of December. And when my meds are gone, I will die. But I'm going to choose my time and my way. I will not die from grass versus hose.
How?
You cannot imagine how horrible that is.
Dana, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 62.
62.
And I'm crippled and I'm in this situation because of a transplant 10 years ago to treat bone marrow leukemia. This is the medical community's fault. And now the medical community is going to kill me by keeping my medications away.
What other options?
I can't afford them.
Are there any other options, any local charitable groups?
No, not to handle that big of a drug cost.
Right.
Give me a break. And I can't work.
Wow.
And I have no assets. All I have is a 94 Chevy Corsica that is paid for that I've had since November of 94. It just turned over 81,000 miles last week. I have my Social Security. And I have a little house built in 52 that I have a mortgage on that I bought 3 years ago. That's it. I have nothing. So what do you do like this?
What
you
do
know,
you do?
I have no choice. I can't even live in my car and pay 1 month's drug bill.
It's horrible.
I'm turning it into the UN. I talked to a guy yesterday for whatever the United Nations good will do. But I want this egg slammed on this country and on Texas because I want them to know that I called, and I talked to a guy in the president of the UN's office yesterday in New York, and I told him what this was, and he's very concerned and very interested in. I'm faxing all this information to me, including the monthly cost that I got from the two pharmacy companies, and I'm going to file it as a grievance based on genocide due to income.
What? You know what I'd like
genocide
to...
Genocide based on income.
It's horrible, Dana, and I'm sorry to hear this, and I wish
it's
I was
really
more than
awful.
Just a talk show host, and I wish I had better ideas for you, and I thank you for sharing the story tonight. And maybe some of our listeners out there have been in similar situations or have had family members that have been in
it's
similar situations. What did you do? What could be done? What could Dana do that maybe she's not aware of, that we certainly aren't aware of?
Certainly sounds like she's out of options.
It sounds that way.
Of her on her own.
Is that true, though? 1-800-259-9231. Thanks, Dana, and good luck out there. 1-800-259-9231. That's government taking care of you, man. They love you. The government's so concerned about you, right? Not really. 1-800-259-9231. You're just another number to them. Hour 2's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.